Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frenchy Bordagaray. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Grissom. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Lee Grissom. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hermann. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Myers applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball four. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bartel. The throw from Lombardi and he is safe. Bartel steals second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Bordagaray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Franchi Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagaray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Bordagaray moves to second. One out. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bordagaray moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman who is chasing the ball. Hermann reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Bordagaray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lombardi moves to third. Franchi Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagaray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordagaray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman has Lombardi trapped. There's the throw to Hartnett and over to Hack, who tags Lombardi for the out. Kraft moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-0 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Myers reaches second base with a double. Kraft scores. Bordagaray moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball towards center. Reynolds catches it and throws to home to double up Bordagaray. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Hack moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Herman hits a line drive towards first. McCormick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett is hit by the pitch. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Bordagare settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kraft hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Bordagare settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frenchy Bordagare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagare is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bordagare hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Myers bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bordagare moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lee Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to third for the out. Myers moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myers scores. Grissom moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grissom scores. Werber moves to third. It's 3-1, Reds. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell fields it and throws to home to get Werber. Frey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frey scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 4-1, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Goodman scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Jack Russell now pitching. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kraft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Lombardi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Reds. Franchi Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagaray is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bordagaray hits a line drive into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kraft. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers misplays the ball. That's an error on Myers. Reynolds scores. Hartnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Reds. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Reds. Peaches Davis now pitching. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to second. Bob Garbark pinch hits for Jack Russell. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.